now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo. We got a little backtrack right now. Anton, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay,
hey, Mike.
Great. We had a little transfer of the guard here. Father McHenry was just on, and I'm on. But for today's prayer, we welcome all of our listeners in this first Friday of the month, our day of prayer. And it's really... this day is really made for the callers to call in for any of your prayer requests or any questions. And we'll be starting with prayer, but I want to give out the phone number in case somebody's really got something on their mind to call in for prayers. The phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. Anton, if it's nice, okay with you, I'm going to start with a prayer. All right.
Sounds good.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for giving and blessing us all with this radio ministry in the InterSign Network. We pray, Lord, that both Anton and myself will be open to your most Holy Spirit, and that we will be just vessels of love and mercy and hope for those folks who call in and for the prayer requests that we're going to be praying about. We pray we'll be open to your most holy will. And Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits about ourselves or this phone line or the phone waves and around all of our listeners. In Christ's name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I thought, Anton, we would start with, usually we do a reading, and Patrick's going to see, we got a little backlash on the sound, is we do a reading from the Mass for tomorrow morning's Mass, Saturday, October, I'm losing track of the days with it, but with that, so... So I'll do the reading, Anton, and we can comment on it. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "Father," and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. That's a pretty power-packed...
Thank you for reading that. It's amazing how the Lord, you know, how Jesus starts off by saying... you know, he talks to his disciples and how they came back saying to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." It just shows how how powerful Jesus's name is. And so when we pray and we call upon our Lord Jesus, that we can rest assured that just because of his name and the power and authority associated with his name, that the demons are very afraid. And so when we pray the Our Father, or we focus our minds and our hearts through the rosary, through the eyes of the Blessed Mother towards Jesus, that we know that our Lord will be able to hear us. We should be confident in that, and that he will protect us and also deliver us from any of the evil and the evil one. And, you know, part of this, too, is we have to realize, you know, when we compare different readings, like the gospel, if we look at Luke and then we look at Matthew, and I'm going to just cite Matthew 7 and Matthew 10, the Lord actually gives like an internship to the apostles. Like he sends them out two by two, and he tells them, you know, like to just go out to the people of Israel, right, to the lost sheep of Israel, not to the Gentiles yet. And he forewarns them that, you know, if they may do things in his name, they may cast out demons, they may, you know, cure the sick, the lame, the leper, the blind, but if they don't do the will of the Father, that he's going to say, I don't know you. And so we have to keep that in mind, too. Mm-hmm. We can't just be, you know, using his name for the wrong reasons and not as if to put ourselves up, our pride up. It should all be focused in giving glory to God Almighty, who heals. He's the one who delivers. He's the one that saves. So when you and I, Mike, when we're here praying for different people, you know, it's not our prayers. It's God himself, Jesus, our Lord, who's the one that heals. So if anybody out there, you know, in the radio hears, you know, ask for petitions and is somehow healed, whether it's spontaneously or hours or days later, that it's the Lord Jesus. And we're just here mere servants, you know, relaying this message of Jesus, our Lord, the divine physician who heals.
Amen. That's very well said. And that's why we always start out for our listeners, we start out with a prayer, and the prayers are basically exactly what Jesus said to the 72 disciples, because we're disciples, each of our listeners are disciples, and we're basically asking, number one, for the Spirit of God, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to descend upon us so that we can be his voice, his words, and we ask for protection, to be protected from the evil one and all of our listeners, so that we can be open to hearing the Word of God through us, or through our hearts, or through the listeners' hearts as they are listening, and Holy Spirit's coming upon each of you listeners. So it's a live faith, and this is, I think it's so important to listeners to realize, and that's what we have now. There's a very good chance or possibility there are going to be many healings today. Sometimes the listeners won't know about it till a day, a week, a month, a year later. But the key is if we put ourselves in the position to ask God to let his Spirit do physical, emotional, or spiritual healing to your prayer requests and to our listeners, God is a God of mercy, and that's what he wants, and that's what a great thing that started many years ago, and Kathleen McCarthy continues to allow this on this first Friday of the month to particularly pray these prayer requests and to have the opportunity. And it's so much nicer, Anton, when I'm praying with you as compared to if I have to be myself. And that's why Jesus, he did send them out two by two, because it's we're two or more in your name praying. We certainly can accomplish things alone, but it's so much better with a brother or sister in Christ in union, both praying for the intentions. Don't you agree?
Yes, for sure. And if I may, could I just link up last week's gospel,
sure,
to another reading here in from Acts?
Mm-hmm.
So last week, just so all the listeners, because you know, our good priests and deacons who give homilies over the weekend, you know, they feel that you know, they're pressured out to, or limited to only whatever, like 6 to 8 minutes, usually, and they may not be able to express what they really want to express because many people are a little restless. But here on the show, we have a little little bit more luxury to talk about it. And so I just want to remind people last week when we were talking about the Gospel of Mark, and then, you know, how John was saying to Jesus that he said, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." And then Jesus said, "Don't prevent him. You know, there is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me." And then he goes on and says, "For whoever is not against us is for us." And so I wanted to just, you know, share that. But then I wanted at the same time compare that to something that seems to contradict that in Acts 19. All right. Okay. And so I'm going to read this. It's very important. Acts 19 is about Jewish exorcists who were using Jesus' name, but something bad happened to them. And why? Is because if we look back at the gospel, Jesus said, he said, "For whoever is not against us is for us." And so let's look at Acts 19 before we go into our prayer request. It says that there were some, this is Acts 19, verse, and it starts from verse 13. And it goes, "There were some itinerant Jewish exorcists that tried to invoke the name of our Lord Jesus over those evil spirits, saying, 'I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches.' When the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish high priest, tried to do this, the evil spirit said to them in reply, 'Jesus I recognize, Paul I know, but who are you?' The person with the evil spirit then sprang at them and subdued them all. He so overpowered them that they fled naked and wounded from that house. When this became known to all the Jews and Greeks who lived in Ephesus, fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in great esteem. And many of those who become believers came forward openly, acknowledging their former practices. And moreover, a large number of those who had practiced magic collected their books and burned them in public." So the point here was, you know, if we look at what Jesus said, that whoever is not against us is for us, and that there is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. But here we see that these Jewish exorcists, they were just using Jesus' name. They were not his followers, and the devil knew this, the evil spirit knew this, and said that, I recognize Jesus, I recognize Paul, but who are you? So they weren't really followers of Jesus.
Right.
And so what happened, because they, from what I understand and from this reading here, is this is something that something negative happened to these seven sons of Sceva, you see? And so the point here is when we are in line with church teaching, when we pray in our lane, so to speak, like you and I do, like we're saying these deliverance prayers, like we don't have the authority to be exorcists, right? You and I. So, but we have the power as lay Catholics to be able to pray the Our Father, and to pray some prayers to intercede for other people. But there's no way that we're trying to be an exorcist like these other people who were doing this. And so the key thing is the power and authority, and I just wanted to make sure that people don't go beyond their authority, their lane, their domain.
Correct. And the key would be also when we're praying with our hearts full of faith in Jesus. And I think that's these other people's hearts certainly weren't full of faith in Jesus. They just wanted the actions or the results rather than it's Jesus who, and you mentioned very early today's thing, it's Jesus who does the healing. It is not Anton or Mike. It's Jesus, and that's the key on that thing. We're just conduits opening up for prayer. Well, we do have, let's just to start off with 9 prayer requests, so how about if we get started with them? I'll mention our listeners one more time. You're feel free to call in for any prayer requests or questions, whatever it might be, it's 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. We started out with, we have Dolores who called in, someone called in for prayers for Dolores who's having medical issues. And also, I'm going to combine a few because they're kind of similar. Elizabeth is an elderly woman who has many health issues. So how about if we'll do a combined prayer, Anton, for Dolores and Elizabeth, if you want to lead this one, please.
Sure. All right. So thank you, Dolores, and thank you, Elizabeth, for calling in and leaving your intentions and having the trust in us, but also with Kathy McCarthy's radio show here, and also our Lord Jesus, that he can heal at any time that he wants to, and he most of all, he allows us to get close to him while we are suffering. So we pray in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, for Dolores and for Elizabeth, that whether they are both elderly, they are in need of your help, Lord Jesus, with their medical issues, from being frail, being alone, that they need your loving compassion and healing hands. Let them, Lord, feel your healing, whether that be medically, physically, emotionally, psychologically. Come and heal them, Lord Jesus Christ. Let them feel your power and your gentleness and your compassion and love. In this we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We also have a prayer request for Gail, who's in the early stages of breast cancer. And also, if we could add to that, a friend of mine's daughter, Casey, who's a young mother, and she's in the early stages of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in her throat area. So I guess to Gail and Casey for different cancers. Huh?
Okay. So thank you, Gail and Casey, also for calling and leaving your prayer request here. For Gail, for her breast cancer, we lift up Gail and also Casey dealing with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so let me read a special prayer that I have here. Lord Jesus, divine healer and consoler, we come to you as both Gail and Casey struggle with cancer. We trust in your loving presence and healing power. Give them the grace and strength and help alleviate their anxiousness and fear. When they're in pain, comfort them and heal all abnormal and cancerous growths and stop it from spreading. Help them to overcome feelings of anger or frustration. Deliver them from hopelessness and negative thoughts. Lord Jesus, walk with them through this difficult time. Restore them to the wholeness of their body and mind and spirit, and give them your peace. We ask this in your name, Lord Jesus, the divine physician. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, we have two requests for special intentions. We have a special intention for Kelly and a special intention for Sister Anita. So,
Let me just clarify. When you said Sister Anita, meaning she's a nun, a sister, or she has a sister named Anita?
A nun, I believe, sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to make sure. Okay.
Yes. Good question.
Yes, I want to just make sure we direct it, because, again, like how we started off this program, that the name of Jesus has power, but also each and every one of us, we are given our names for a specific reason, and in our names is a mission and purpose, and there's a meaning behind it. So I want to make sure that when we call out and appropriately use their God-given name, that the Lord will bless them and heal them. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to help Kelly and Sister Anita with their special intentions. Lord, you know their very hearts. You know their very minds. Before they even speak or before they even think these thoughts or even act upon calling and asking for intercession, you know this, Lord. You know that it was this very minute, this very day that they wanted their hearts to be open to whatever you have in mind for them, Lord. You are the Lord, the giver of life, the divine physician, and you can heal them and help them in their special needs and their special intentions. We ask this in particular for Kelly and Sister Anita. In your name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Anton, while you were praying, it occurred to me that we really perhaps really ask a special prayer for our listeners today to really open themselves. Actually, I'll start the prayer. Dear Jesus, we pray that your spirit will truly open the hearts of our listeners to the prayer requests and also to the intention on each of our listeners' hearts. Pray, Lord, that they can really pray with their heart and they know that you are a real person and you're not just some name read in the book, the Bible. You are a living God. You are right beside each of us and our listeners. And although it's a spiritual realm right now, it's just as real as physically they can visualize you right next to them. We pray, Lord, that our listeners, when they were hearing the prayers and some of these prayers are touching on themselves, that they'll truly believe that you hear them and you are their Lord and Savior, and their prayers will be answered in your time. We pray, Lord, that they'll have childlike faith and not be cynical about we'll never get healed, we'll never get over this problem, whatever it might be, Lord. We pray that you're always with us. It's just us who kind of give up on you and don't realize your presence. And also we pray, Lord, that your holy presence will be visible to the hearts of each of our listeners today in a special way, and today and for the rest of their lives. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
Well, I think the Spirit of Holy Spirit was guiding me that this is this living God, and it's so real. And miracles do happen, but we got to believe, and that's what Jesus wants to help his people. All right. Well, we're working through these prayer requests pretty quickly. I'm trying to look to see as I'm going through this that we're going through. But prayer, I guess it's for Barbara and perhaps her mother, but Barbara's 99-year-old mother passed away in August. So there was a prayer request put in for, I guess we had to pray for Barbara who lost her mother and for her mother who passed away in August, 99 years.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, we thank you, Barbara, for calling in, and we send our condolences, heartfelt condolences to you for losing your mom, 99 years old. We thank the Lord, of course, that she lived a ripe old age of 99, but the death of one's mother is always hurtful no matter what age. And so our hearts reach out to you, and we pray to the Lord Jesus Christ for consolation. And we also ask Our Lady, who saw, you know, the death of her own husband, Joseph, and saw the death of her own son and cradled both of them individually when they died. And so we ask Our Lady of Sorrows, who knows the suffering that you're enduring, Barbara, for losing your mom, and also any pains that you have and any health issues that you may have. And so we ask Our Lady of Sorrows specifically, who is very compassionate and loving and is tender and would also like to comfort you in your pains and sorrows as well. We ask this in her name and Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's a great, great intention with Our Lady of Sorrows, because there was no one that went through greater sorrow than our Blessed Mother Mary at the foot of the cross, and actually through her son's ministry. Each day, how he was persecuted so much, but yet she was always there and always had the prayers and intercession of a mother. And for our listeners, that same mother is our mother, and try not to ever lose sight of that. That our Blessed Mother is, as Jesus had asked her at the cross through John, that she is the mother of each of us, and she knows what sorrow is and sadness and intercessory prayers, and she'll always be open to each of us and praying for each of us with a deep, loving mother's heart. So for some of our listeners who are perhaps didn't have the best relationship with their mothers, or really didn't ever get to know that mother's love, we pray that you'll understand and believe that you have a special mother, spiritual mother, in our Blessed Mother Mary, and she loves each of you as much as she loved her son, and she's always there, just a prayer away. So when you're reciting the rosary, the Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is, we're speaking right to her. And believe me, each of you have this special mother on earth and heaven, and she's alive with you. So just a little thought. These thoughts are coming to me today, Anton. And
this is great.
But I think sometimes we lose the fact of this personal relationship with our Blessed Mother Mary. And I wanted to show, we have, we're on Facebook. It's under Catholic Radio, or InnoSign Network Facebook. But I'm going to show up a picture of our Blessed Mother I saw the other day, and I just thought it was so beautiful to see that loving glow. And almost reminds me of what the visionaries must see when they are in their ecstasy and seeing the Blessed Mother appear to her and all like that. But we really are blessed with a mother. We've got about a minute and a half, and rather than start another prayer request, Anton, what is on your mind today?
Since we're mentioning about Our Lady and the Rosary, we have to remind our good listeners that this month of October is actually dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosary, and her special feast day is this October 7th, so this is Monday. So hopefully those who are listening will benefit from remembering that this whole October is dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosary, and it peaks on this feast day on the 7th, which is this Monday. And so make sure to pray your rosary and try to pray it every day, because that's a sure sign that you're destined for heaven. That's how it is. People who pray most likely make it to heaven, and people who don't or who give up prayer most likely won't. And so that's a paraphrasing from some of the great saints like St. Louis de Montfort. I just urge people to pray the rosary.
Well, thank you. That was meant to be, and we will be, for our listeners, we'll be right back after a short radio break.
Every experience God gives us, every person He puts in our lives, is the perfect preparation for a future only God can see. My name is Anne McGlone, and I am sharing this inspiration with you today during this powerful radio program, In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy. The Lord called Kathleen to prepare us for a future only God can see. This is a program and a radio network which captures, elevates, inspires, and catechizes the hearts of all who listen. Kathleen is preparing hearts through this ministry as she ministers in hospital rooms privately, global conferences, and personal prayer times with individuals who listen and perfect strangers on the street. The Lord is inviting you today to become a faithful listener, for He wants you to set your heart on fire through this radio network. Are you willing to listen in the silence of your heart? This is the question the Lord is asking you. God bless you.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment that has enabled us to stay on the air, no doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo. On the People's Day of Prayer, we did have a caller in, and we'll do that prayer request. I'll just give the phone number one more time. Please call in as the Spirit prompts you. 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. So, Anton, we had a prayer request to pray for Rosemary. She's suffering from depression, severe anxiety, and PTSD. And then also she wanted to pray for the repose of the soul of her sister Hilda, who recently died. So probably break that into two parts of prayers, huh? Because it's two pretty significant prayer requests, right?
Yes. Well, we thank you, Rosemary, for calling in and also for offering intentions for Hilda, who recently died. And so, you know, we are coming upon, you know, November, where we pray for all souls, but we can always pray for people who are deceased. So whether we pray for Barbara's mom a little while ago, we also pray for Hilda, who was recently deceased, that you know, when we offer up, you know, like divine mercy prayers for them, and I mention this because, you know, the saint of the day for tomorrow is Saint Faustina. So I'd like to dedicate those prayers to Saint Faustina, to both Hilda and Barbara's mom, but then also with Rosemary too, we can also ask Saint Faustina's help as well, because she also is, you know, she's the saint of the new millennium. And so what I would ask for her, we ask her intercession right now. Saint Faustina, please help Rosemary with her depression, anxiety, and PTSD, and to give her a new sense of life, of being brand new again, just like you were the saint of the new millennium. Of a brand new millennium, give her that sense of newness in her heart, in her mind, in her soul, that she will find joy and peace in her and love of Jesus Christ that you found by looking at our Lord's eyes. So I ask you, Rosemary, to go before the picture of the divine mercy, Jesus, and to pour out your heart to him and let him know your feelings of depression and anxiety and these fears that may come from PTSD. For he says to us through in Scripture and also to Saint Faustina that we should not fear and that we should trust in him. And we also ask Saint Faustina, please intercede for Hilda and Barbara's mom also, who have recently died. You said whenever we pray for when Jesus told you, whenever we pray for somebody who's at the brink of death, even if they have died, that God knew that we were going to pray for them and apportion mercy before they actually died and their soul left their spirit. So he asked this in Jesus' name through the intercession of St. Faustina. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We have prayer requests for Rich, who's suffering with heart and foot problems.
Okay. Well, Rich, thank you for calling in and leaving this prayer intention to help you with your heart and your foot. And we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, the most sacred heart of Jesus, who walks towards us and walks towards you, Rich, knowing how you have these pains in your heart and pains in your feet, that he too has these where he was nailed in his feet and he was pierced in his heart, surely with the lance, but also with all the sins and the betrayal that happened to him. So he, in turn, wants to help heal you and console you and in both your heart and your feet, so you may also walk the pure way, the way to Jesus, and also that your heart will be open to asking for the Lord's help and healing. This day, we ask in Jesus' name to help Rich. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And we have another prayer request for Elena, who is an elderly woman recovering from a recent bout of COVID. We could probably also add other listeners who are recovering from COVID or have COVID now. It seems to have another streak of it going around.
Huh? All right. So thank you, Elena, for calling, for intercession, and entrusting us with your prayer intention. And I know a little something about that, having COVID and being actually a pulmonary cripple of sorts, where I'm still dependent on 4 liters of oxygen. So even though you're hearing me on the radio, when I sit here, I don't need that. But once I take more than a few steps or faster, when I just walking on flat surfaces, going upstairs, I have a hard time breathing. So I know about this, and I ask the Lord Jesus to help Elena and all those others who are suffering from COVID, long COVID, any of the after effects of this. And I will ask specifically a couple of saints that are very timely who suffered from respiratory illnesses, such as Faustina, who died of tuberculosis, Padre Pio, whose feast day was September 23rd. You know, he had severe asthma. And then also, you know, Saint Therese Lisieux, her feast day was October 1st, and how she suffered from tuberculosis and died of love, but suffered from tuberculosis. So we asked these three saints, Saint Padre Pio, Saint Therese, the Child Jesus, and Saint Faustina, who suffered from very lung issues, but also different infections, whether it be the flu, but for your particular case, COVID. And since I'm thinking about the two little children from Fatima, you know, St. Jacinta and St. Francesco, you know, they died of the Spanish flu. And so we ask all these saints, these five saints I mentioned, to help you, Elena, and all those suffering from COVID, long COVID, or any issues or side effects or sequelae from that. And we ask this in Jesus' name through all these five saints. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. We're working our way through. Now we have a prayer request for Jim. Prayers that he makes the correct decision in finding a new health insurance carrier. So that's a...
Sure. This reminds me, actually, of the story, Jim. Thank you for calling and leaving the message here. Because, insurance is very important and taking care of our health is important. And, you know, we have a little story about that in Scripture, right, with the Good Samaritan. If you recall how the two priests walked by the guy who was beaten up, right, on the road to Jericho, And that first priest, you know, he had obligations to go serve at the temple, and so he didn't want to get defiled. And the other priest, you know, didn't want to touch. If they touch a dead man or somebody who's bleeding, they also feel defiled. But yet it was the Samaritan who helped and actually gave the perfect example of helping somebody, offering money and to take care to the innkeeper there to take care of that person who was beaten and robbed, and promised to help them if there's anything more. So I would ask prayers or intercessions from that good Samaritan. Jim, when you pray, and so let's pray for you, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to help Jim, to give him the peace of mind and the direction and to know your will, just how, like you shared with us about the story of that good Samaritan. May Jim's heart be led to that type of health insurance and the people who are good Samaritans, so he will make the right decision to take care of his medical and health issues. In your name we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So now we have we've gone through all the list of call-ins and the requests. We thank each of you for doing that. We still have at least another 20 minutes for some more prayer requests and intercessions. The phone number to call in for any listeners is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. When you were praying, Anton, it also came to me that, I was kind of staying away from this weekend's gospel reading, but it just occurred to me that there's many people in today's world that have going through separations or divorces, and to pray for them that they... more than anything, the prayer that they're just aware of God's mercy and infinite love, and that they try to make sure that he's the most important part in any of their prayers for reconciliation, or if unfortunately for whatever reason they've gone through these divorces, it really is damaging to their self-esteem and their hearts. They probably feel that they're not loved anymore, that no one can love them, but they're so kind of prayers along those lines. That's what just had come to me, Anton. You know.
Sure. Yes. Well, that's very important. So we thank you, Mike, for discerning the need of prayer for those who are divorced, those who are separated, and those who are estranged from one another. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask also Saint Joseph, who is the example for men out there of how to have the best type of marriage. And we also ask the intercession for Saint Monica, who had troubles with her marriage and she's actually the patron saint of wives and abuse victims, so St. Monica. And so we ask St. Monica and St. Joseph to help all those, and Jesus, of course, all those who are estranged, those who are divorced, those who are separated, because of all the pain and suffering they're enduring and how their heart aches and want peace of mind and healing. And it's hard for all of them to go through life with these hurts, these pains, and these memories. And yet from these type of disasters that people have in their lives and these trials and tribulations, we have a saint, such as Saint Monica, who is the patron saint of wives and abuse victims, that she too will be, you know, she understands what all those who are suffering regarding being divorced or separated or estranged or having different heartaches because of marriage, and also any kind of the after effects or problems with the children from a divorce or problems with a marriage, such as Monica when she had St. Augustine, who turned out to be a saint through her persevering in prayer. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, St. Monica and St. Joseph, to help all those who are divorced, estranged, and alienated, and separated. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I could add to that, so Anton, to our listeners, I'd suggest if any of your listeners have these, and it was brought up when we had a men's faith-sharing group this morning, and one of the men described how a friend of his had some issues after divorce about what, and the suggestion really was, you know, go to a good holy priest and go to confession and speak to the priest about your feelings, your concerns, and you'll get some guidance. But pray about it that you're going to be going to a good discerning priest, because it's a great way for some true inner healing. And I think what happens is, it sounds like many people just kind of get themselves on an island. They forget that they're still a child of God, and that they can be forgiven, and they can have mercy. And each of us, it's for everyone. And there's so many stories and stories of the life of Jesus in the Bible and the Gospels about how he was such a merciful Lord. And that includes any of our listeners who feel that way right now, and who Anton just had prayed about, that it's Jesus wants to do the reconciliation. So I really strongly suggest you're having these thoughts, pray about them, and get to see a good holy priest in confession, and speak from your heart to him.
Yes. There's two other things I just wanted to add. That's some great points there, Mike. One, I wanted to add also about how we should pray to our guardian angels. And there, you know, this is, there might be actually a family angel, and that's speculative theology. But in other words, we may have in marriages a family angel, which may indeed be our guardian angel. I'm not sure. But my point is that some married couples, when they go through problems, or they're, again, divorced or separated, that, or they're not on speaking terms, mm-hmm. is that try praying to your guardian angel. And ask your spouse's guardian angel to help your spouse as well. So, the angels, and I mention this because, you know, Wednesday, October 2nd was the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, and September 30th was the Archangels. And so we need to call upon them. They can't force themselves upon our will. So we need to ask their help. They won't force it upon us unless, of course, Jesus or God tells them to do something immediately for whatever reason, but like to save our life or from impending doom or something. But my point is, ask your guardian angel for help, and then ask your spouse's guardian angel to help that spouse of yours, and watch things change. But you have to have the faith to ask them. You have to do it and not just think about it. And then the other thing is, as far as, you know, I mentioned St. Joseph. He although we don't hear a word from him in Scripture, we know he at least had Jesus baptized by declaring Jesus, that Jesus would be his name. But he is the most perfect spouse, husband. And so ask St. Joseph, for all you women out there who have a husband who is not open to the faith, or not going to church, or who is just very disrespectful, ask St. Joseph to help soften your husband's heart, you know, so there can be reconciliation. And the last thing is about, have you ever heard about Retrovi? I highly recommend people go Retrovi and to check that out. Those help people as far as marriage and communication. They will help you in that.
Well, thank you, Anton. And it's funny, I wanted to talk about guardian angels. I'd written it down, and you brought it up, so it was not a coincidence. So thank you. But maybe it's a good time right now to have our listeners think about really the special intentions you have or needs with your guardian angel. Then we can say the guardian angel prayer over the air. I think that's certainly going to be... with that, and Anton, if you want to lead that prayer, some of our listeners, probably most of you know it, maybe you don't know it, but it's a great request to the guardian angel, which we've all been blessed with by God to have, and That was a special feast day. Special the last, I guess it was a week, yeah, with the archangels and the guardian angels. But if we say the prayer, if our listeners really think about that, you are saying this to your specific guardian angel. Some of you may have never even thought about it before, but you're giving an angel, your angel is with you all the time, and I think they like to be spoken to or requested, acknowledged.
Yes.
And that's a great way to do it, because could you imagine for our listeners, if you were walking around your whole life around someone and they never even acknowledged you, but yet you were praying and interceding for them your whole life, don't you think how pleasing it would be to them if you acknowledged them and prayed to them? And it's another relationship, a spiritual yet real relationship that our Heavenly Father has given to each of us. And it's a tremendous blessing. So God gives us so many tools and helpfulness to try to get each of His children to heaven. And our angels, their obligation is to guide us, and their goal is to get us into heaven. And that's a great prayer. So how about if you don't mind, Anton, reciting that guardian angel prayer for the
listeners? I think that'd be best, like, right at the end.
Okay.
Of our show.
We'll be at about six minutes.
Since this is so important, about the angels, if you can spare a few minutes. Is that okay?
Sure. We've got 6 minutes. You're good. We're good.
All right. Well, the reason why I mentioned this is I belong to a group called, it's an apostle called Opus Angelorum. And Opus is the Latin meaning of work, and Angelorum means of the angels. And so they have a website called opusangelorum.org. And what they specialize in is angels. And so, you know, there's different levels of a person being consecrated. I finished the first level of being consecrated to my guardian angel. So I'd love to say that prayer to the guardian angel prayer and explain the meaning of that from what I come to understand. But also, since we were talking about marriage and calling upon our angels for help, there's this one story that I learned where the wife went to a priest for help because she had a troubled marriage. Hmm. And the priest suggested to go to tell the mother, the wife, he said to her, to go pray and ask your guardian angel to go tell the spouse's guardian angel to go see this same priest.
Hmm.
Okay? And then, so she prayed to her guardian angel, because, you know, the guardian angels, I'm sure they see each other, and, you know, they're tailor-made for each one of us. They're created specifically for us at the moment of our conception. And so this woman, you know, she took the priest's advice. She prayed to her guardian angel. She asked help, you know, because he's a messenger. That's what they do. They're messengers. Angels means messengers. And so got the message to the husband's guardian angel. And then I don't know how many days passed, but what happened was the priest was in his house, rectory, and got a knock at the door. And lo and behold, it was a stranger. And he was saying that he was looking for a particular priest. And the priest didn't remember, you know, what, you know, that he told the woman, you know, the wife, to go pray. And so right in front of him was the husband, and the husband was saying, I don't know why, but I was supposed to knock on the door and to talk to you. I don't know how this happened, but I was supposed to see you. Hmm. And so he was still confused and couldn't explain it. And so, of course, the priest, it clicked with him, oh, this is what happened, whatever, a few days or so ago, that I told the wife to do so, and here he is. And so, of course, he helped him. And I imagine the rest of the story was pretty good, that the angels helped. So there are stories like that. I think that was a true story, that when you ask your guardian angel, they will help. The thing is, I wanted to share that each of us have a guardian angel, that they were given to us at our conception. There's different thoughts from different saints to thinking, oh, it's at baptism, oh, it's at birth. But pretty much the consensus is at conception when life begins, and that it's like a glove that fits to a hand. It's like, you know, perfect. Your angel fits perfectly for you and knows you the best and is smarter than you and can see all the spiritual battles that you're going through. So please ask your guardian angel. And so as far as the prayer that we're going to say, we have to know, like somebody may not explain it to you, and I just want to take a minute or so. Is that okay, Mike?
Sure.
To explain what the guardian angel prayer is?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So there's for those who are still hanging on with us, listening here, is that the guardian angel is supposed to do four or five things for us. And when we pray the guardian angel prayer, that's what we do. But many times when we pray the prayer, we say it so fast that we don't even know what we're saying anymore or what it means. So when we say, angel of God, my guardian dear, right, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day, or we may say, or ever this night, be at our side to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Amen. So if you hear the last part of that, that we're asking our guardian angel to, number one, be at our side, okay? And then when he's at our side, what is he going to do for us? To light, to guard, to rule and guide. But what does that all mean? To light and to guard and then to rule and guide. So imagine this. When you ask your angel to come and help you, it's like you're going into the attic of your mind and your heart. Let's say you're going up, just imagine you go into the attic or basement, and it's dark in there, and you're looking for something, but you'll know it when you see it. And it's like, so the guardian angel like will light up your mind and your heart, your intellect and your reason, just like how you will light up the attic or the basement. And then as you're looking, oh, there it is. That's what I was looking for. You know, it was like there was something there. You forgot that you needed something in the attic or in the basement, but you actually forgot what you were looking for. But you thought you would find it once you shine a light. And the guardian angel can help you find that, find what you need so you can go and do God's will. So right. To light and then to guard. And he will guard you on your way to find that truth, that goodness.
We're down to a minute now.
What's that?
We're down to a minute left, so you get to guard, rule, and guide.
And it's a light and to guard and rule and guide and give you the right rule to follow, and then he will guide you so you will complete that. So let's pray this one more time for all our listeners.
Great.
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this night be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, all of our listeners, and the Spirit guided us just to speak about what we want to speak about, so we hope each of you grow a closer relationship with the best friend you'll ever have, Jesus Christ, His Mother Mary, your guardian angels, and the intercessory of all the saints. And Anton, thank you very much for another great time, and we look to speaking to all of you all next month. Huh?
All right. God bless everybody.
God bless you. Mike. Thank you, Anton. Bye now.
Bye.